Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Chrissy Nichols joins us on the line now. Her life as an international aid worker and her seemingly never-ending search for Mr. Right in some of the world's most dangerous disaster zones have been immortalised in her debut novel, Tsunami and the Single Girl. A Melbourne-based Australian aid worker, she has experienced the highs and lows of disaster relief work in 8 countries from Africa, Asia and the Pacific over the last decade. She joins us on the line. How are you, Chrissy?
Very well, thank you.
Fabulous idea for a book. Why did you decide to write it?
Basically, I've been working for Oxfam for 10 years and I used to send a lot of emails home describing the kind of work I did and a bit of the adventurous lifestyle, as my friends would call it. And they always said, why don't you write a book? You know, you've got so many great stories to tell. And in the beginning, I thought, oh, they're just my friends, you know, being flattering. But after a while, I thought, actually, I do have some good stories to tell. And I decided some important issues that I wanted the general public to understand around poverty and disaster. So that's one of the reasons I started to write the book.
But love is a many splendor thing, and you hear all the time people having long-distance relationships and getting out of this country and going over to another to experience life and maybe find love. Did you ever find love out of all this?
Well, that's a good question. I might be telling you the end of my story if I did. You will read in the book all the Mr. Wrongs I found along the way.
Oh, there's a lot of those out there.
There are a lot of those out there. And I guess I did find love in various places, such as a man in the Navy that I found in post-conflict Uganda. So an Australian aid worker and a Navy man with all the makings of a romantic movie. But, of course, as soon as you leave that kind of context and get back to reality, things don't always work that way.
The book itself, the profits you're saying and the sales are all going to be donated to Oxfam. Was this the driving force behind pulling this story together?
10% of my royalties will go towards Oxfam. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the driving force. The driving force is really to, I hope, raise awareness of issues around poverty and disaster with the general public. But certainly because I think Oxfam does such good work, a bit of donation that goes towards them will always help towards their emergency and development work.
Do you think the world's becoming a little desensitised to poverty and things like that because we see it all the time on TV?
It is different. And because we do see so much of it on the TV, I think a lot of people get a bit worn out and wonder, you know, what difference can we really make from Australia? Mm. And I think that's also one of the reasons, for example, I talk about the tsunami response in Sri Lanka, and as that was such a global disaster affecting a lot of people, even Westerners, for example, in Thailand, and people felt it was a bit more personal and it was on such a large scale. But then there's other smaller emergencies that get forgotten, and if they're not in the media at the time, they often don't get the attention and money that they need. I think there is a bit of apathy, and I would like this book to help educate people on actually the real need that is out there and encourage people to make a difference themselves, whether it is the way that they give money or volunteer or even just have conversations around the dinner table to raise awareness about these important issues.
Mm. So, Chrissy, are you still working as an aid worker or are you a writer now?
I'm a bit of both, but I'm certainly still an aid worker. I now work for Plan International, which is a child rights organisation that works globally, and my focus is on water sanitation and hygiene in Africa. So that's fantastic. It keeps me in Melbourne, but I get to travel quite regularly to my beloved Africa.
Fantastic. Well, the new book is called Tsunami and the Single Girl. Chrissy Nicholson, thank you very much for joining us today.
Great. Thanks very much for having
me. Fantastic. And it's in all good bookstores. For more information, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.